Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, we'll shine our spotlight on indie publisher Lauren Blakely Books with a review of the recent release of Part-Time Lover by Lauren Blakely, read by Shane East and Vanessa Edwin. We'll follow that with reviews in romance, with a review of Beach Read by Emily Henry, and Earphones Winner read by Julia Whalen. Then we'll start our reviews in mystery and suspense, including a review of Masked Prey, Lucas Davenport, Book 30, by John Sandford, read by Richard Ferrone. Let's get right to it. Indie Spotlight, Lauren Blakely Books. Audiophile's Caitlin Augusta spoke with author and audiobook producer Lauren Blakely. In the last decade, Blakely has produced more than 50 of her own audiobooks, collecting acclaim for her work. Birthday Suit was a 2020 Audi finalist for audio drama, and Wanderlust was a 2019 Audi finalist in the romance category. Audiophile asks, can you talk about your journey from writer to producer? Lauren Blakely. As a longtime lover of theater and an avid consumer of audiobooks, I am involved in every aspect of my productions. I oversee all the casting, leaning on advice from trusted casting consultants who know the audiobook world well. In the end, though, I handle all the casting choices and always endeavor to match voice to character. Generally, I cast my books before I begin writing them, so I have the narrator's voice in my head as I go. That's actually one of the best parts of the job, to hear Joe Arden or Emma Wilder or Shane East in my head as I write, and then later when they perform. I'm also deeply involved in the marketing and promotion of the books, choosing clips to showcase the performers and deciding how to position the recording. Audiophile. How do you choose which narrators to work with? Lauren Blakely. I love to introduce new voices to listeners, and I also love to work with the actors who have delivered time and time again, like Joe Arden, Shane East, Zachary Weber, Teddy Hamilton, Andy Arndt, Emma Wilder, Erin Mallon, and Vanessa Edwin. Speaking of Vanessa, she's a great example of when to work with newer talent. Shane East told me about her, shared her samples, and sang her praises, and I was hooked within seconds of listening to her. Her voice is friendly, accessible, and versatile, while also possessing a natural sensuality that fits the romance genre so well. As soon as I heard her voice, I knew I had to work with her. Since she was new to me and newer in romance, I paired her with Joe Arden on her first four titles for me, knowing that they'd sound great together and that I could use those titles and his long-term work with me as a springboard to introduce her to my listeners. Now she's one of my main leading ladies. I'd also like to bring in newer talent for supporting roles or cameo appearances, paying close attention to how listeners respond to their voices. Audiophile. Your audiobooks range from dual narration to full cast narration. How do you determine which projects get which narration styles? Lauren Blakely. If a book falls into what I call the high banter category, that's when I start weighing whether the costs for a duet production make sense. In general, my books have a lot of dialogue, but some tend to have rapid-fire dialogue, and those can only truly shine with duet narration. When I began planning Dear Sexy Ex-Boyfriend for Shane East and Andy Arndt, I wanted a duet narration in part because their voices and their chemistry meshed so well on Instant Gratification, which had a full cast with those two as the leads. And the next book that followed that, The What If Guy, is also a duet with Joe Arden and Andy Arndt, since it's told in a similar quick-wit style with lots of flirting. With A Guy Walks Into My Bar, I specifically planned that project from the get-go to showcase my two primary male narrators, Joe Arden and Shane East, in scenes together. I decided to make a full cast production because I wanted listeners to hear those two solely as the heroes, and I wanted women to play the female characters and other men to play the supporting guys. Audiophile. There's been tons of buzz about A Guy Walks Into My Bar. Lauren Blakely. A Guy Walks Into My Bar is my first male-male romance, and I felt wildly in love with the characters, Dean and Fitz, as I wrote. Dean is a sarcastic, witty British bartender, and Fitz is a charming, confident, and big-hearted American hockey player who wants a fling for the week he's in London. After some resistance on Dean's part, the Brit gives in, but neither one gambles on falling wildly in love in 5 days with someone who lives across an ocean. Ultimately, A Guy Walks Into a Bar is a passionate, witty, sexy love story about two people who have to decide what they will do for love. As I've mentioned, the story was originally conceived as an audio project. If it weren't for Joe and Shane, this book wouldn't even exist. Their voices and their banter served as my muses as I wrote. Because I wrote with them in mind, about 75% or 80% of the scenes are just the two men falling for each other as they explore London together. And because it is my first male-male romance, as well as my favorite romance, I wanted the audiobook to be particularly special. That's why, in addition to my two leads, I brought in a full cast to play their friends and family, and I'm so proud of the way all of these actors poured their hearts into this production, including Emma Wilder, Ron Butler, Jacoby Diem, Vanessa Edwin, Stella Hunter, Zachary Weber, Maxine Mitchell, Vikas Adam, and Sebastian York. Audiophile. Can you talk about writing for the audio format? Lauren Blakely. Since audio has become such a vital part of what I do, from both a business standpoint and a creative one, I absolutely write with audio in mind. Sometimes that means little things, like tightening up dialogue tags or avoiding starting chapters with dialogue from another character, because that can be jarring to the listener. But writing with audio in mind has broader implications too. Sometimes it means making sure, if the story supports it, that in a dual point of view book, both characters appear near the start so their voices can be heard. And sometimes it means writing a few more sex scenes from the man's point of view, because, quite frankly, a lot of audio listeners enjoy that. Audiophile. What else should listeners know about you? Lauren Blakely. When I'm not writing or spending time with my family, I can be found walking my dogs or working out, almost always with earbuds in, so I can listen to an audiobook. More than 90% of the books I read are books I listen to, from romance to young adult to humor. Also, I love cake. That concludes our Indie Spotlight with Lauren Blakely Books. And here's a review of Part-Time Lover by Lauren Blakely, read by Shane East and Vanessa Edwin. Narrator Vanessa Edwin's velvety soft murmurings evoke the romantic atmosphere of Paris. Edwin shares the narration with Shane East. The pair voice Elise and Christian, who meet in Denmark and reconnect in France. Edwin assumes the arch, flirtatious personality for Elise, complete with sensual French phrases. As Elise and Christian agree to a temporary marriage to save Christian's family business from a hostile takeover, East portrays Christian as utterly captivated by Elise. His warm voice also holds notes of respect for her, and his English accent is a pleasant foil for Edwin's melting French intonation. In this dialogue-driven story, Edwin and East are completely convincing as two hopeless romantics. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of Part-Time Lover by Lauren Blakely, read by Shane East and Vanessa Edwin. It's available from Lauren Blakely Books for 7.25 hours of unabridged listening. And just a reminder, you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's August-September issue. We are the magazine that want you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, we'll turn our attention now to our reviews in romance, and here's Caitlin Augusta's Tease column. As our visits with friends and colleagues remain limited during social distancing, the intimacy of hearing a narrator tell you a story, and one with a guaranteed happy ending, can be comforting beyond measure. Fans of the Bromance Book Club will be thrilled with the next audio installment, Undercover Bromance, narrated again by Andrew Iden, who won an Earphones Award for his performance. And listeners who like a smidge of taboo in their romance will appreciate the slightly saucy premise of a millennial tattoo artist and a much younger caseworker in Inked with a Kiss, narrated by Virginia Rose and Carly Roberts. I really appreciated their opposites attract narration and wish I had listened to the first book in the series, too. Beach Read is a romance within a romance that everyone is talking about. Don't miss Julia Whalen's award-winning narration. And if you're looking to dedicate huge chunks of time to audio, absolutely seek out Brittany Presley's narration of Lisa Kleypas's Blue-Eyed Devil. Not only did we award Presley an Earphones for her exquisite narration, but she has re-recorded Kleypas's entire Travis Family series. So, really, you should hear them all. Love your listening, Caitlin Augusta. And our first review today in romance is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is Undercover Bromance by Lissa K. Adams, an Earphones winner read by Andrew Iden. Gear up for a fabulous romantic comedy with returning narrator Andrew Iden. Braden Mack, founder of a men's romance book club in Nashville, gets dumped and gets his friend's sister-in-law, Liv, fired in a single evening. He then desperately tries to make it up to Liv by joining her on a quest to expose her ex-boss as a sexual predator. Iden's gruff voice adds humorous realism to Mac's reluctant relationship with Liv. The frank conversations between them and between Mac and his book club is full of offbeat characters and droll, yet don't take away from the steamy romance. This is a treat for fans of the first audiobook in the series and will also please those looking for an entertaining twist on contemporary romance. Gina Monti wrote that review of Undercover Bromance by Lissa K. Adams, an Earphones winner read by Andrew Iden. It's available from Penguin Audio for 9 hours unabridged. Next we have Inked with a Kiss, Thorn and Thistle, Book 2, by Jenny Davids. It's an Earphones, it's read by Virginia Rose and Carly Robbins. Narrators Virginia Rose and Carly Robbins play out their roles as tattoo artist Jamie and youth caseworker Sierra in seamless alternation. Rose is spot on as Jamie, using her naturally lower register to represent Jamie's serious, cautious nature. She connects listeners to Jamie's vulnerable side with a tremor that appears in moments of high emotion. Robbins's voice is entirely different and contrasts effectively, distinguishes the two female protagonists. Robbins's velvety angelic voice paints Sierra's youthful energy and big dreams. Her phrasing for Sierra comes in short, smooth bursts like small snatches of song. As Sierra and Jamie build trust, the narrators pass the story back and forth with remarkable ease, skillfully leading listeners to their happy ending. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of Inked with a Kiss, Thorn and Thistle, Book 2 by Jenny Davids. It's read by Virginia Rose and Carly Robbins, and it's available from Harlequin Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Next in romance, we have Forbidden Promises, Jackson Falls, Book 1 by Cynthia Williams, read by Adonreli Ojo. Narrator Adonreli Ojo's use of a southern accent adds ambiance to this romance in which family ties are everything. India has planned a quick visit with her family before moving to LA to play violin professionally. But when she gets sucked into her brother's bid for the Senate while working alongside her sister's ex, Travis, she suddenly has to deal with both her demanding family and her growing feelings for a man she can't have. Ojo's delivery is laced with subtle tonal variations that make each family member distinct and vibrant. While the story might have benefited from a male narrator alongside Ojo, she raises the challenge of portraying the compelling male characters. She rises to the challenge of portraying the compelling male characters. Amanda Gordon wrote that review of Forbidden Promises, Jackson Falls, Book 1 by Cynthia Williams, read by Adonreli Ojo. It's available from Harlequin Audio for 10.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next romantic review is Blue-Eyed Devil, Travis, Book 2 by Lisa Kleypas, an Earphones winner, read by Brittany Presley. Narrator Brittany Presley delivers an A-plus performance of Kleypas' beloved Texas romance. Presley introduces Haven Travis, daughter of an oil magnate, with lilting drawl, whose musical notes ring melodiously. Her declarative delivery packs an aural punch as Haven faces the later escapes a horrifically abusive husband. Hearing the menace that Haven's husband Nick exudes is chilling. Starting over in Houston, Haven reconnects with a rough-edged millionaire, Hardy Cates. Presley drops her voice to a register to portray Hardy's virile strength. Hardy's protective nature and his verbal wiliness are also exquisitely expressed, convincing listeners that Hardy is Haven's perfect match. The performance is a sensual delight, replete with romance, danger, and imperfect characters. A must-listen narration from Presley. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of Blue-Eyed Devil, Travis, Book 2 by Lisa Kleypas. It's an Earphones winner, read by Brittany Presley, and it's available from Harper Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is House of Earth and Blood. It's written by Sarah J. Maas, and it's read by Elizabeth Evans. Narrator Elizabeth Evans puts listeners through the ringer with her deeply emotional portrayal of a complicated heroine who's lost her best friend. Despite some misgivings, party girl Bryce Quinlan teams up with fallen angel Hunt Athalar when a string of attacks matching the way her best friend was killed sweeps the city. Bryce works with Hunt, but she doesn't have to like it. Their forced proximity soon leads to growing feelings, but their true test will be surviving the evil that stalks them and threatens to endanger the entire city. Evans provides exquisite pacing and a sensitive tone. Her portrayal of Bryce captures the tension between the characters' high energy and her near-overwhelming grief. Amanda Gordon wrote that review of House of Earth and Blood by Sarah J. Maas. It's read by Elizabeth Evans, and it's available from Audible, Inc. exclusively for 27.75 hours, unabridged. Our final review in romance today is Beach Read. It's written by Emily Henry, read by Julia Whalen, and it's an Earphones winner. Narrator Julia Whalen inhabits the first-person point of view of January Andrews, a best-selling romance writer who was a hopeless romantic until her father died and she learned of his mistress. Listeners share January's despair as she faces a summer of failing to write her next romance novel while packing up her father's secret beach house. She's dismayed to discover that her grumpy neighbor is her college rival, Augustus Everett, an acclaimed author of literary fiction. Whalen perfectly captures January's defensiveness, which soon gives way to laughter and yearning. She portrays Gus in a deep, gruff voice suited to his brooding personality. When the authors make a bet to write and sell a book in the other genre, both break through writer's block and give in to an intense attraction that sparkles on audio. Emily Conley wrote that review of Beach Read by Emily Henry. It's an Earphones Rinna, read by Julia Whalen, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. And that concludes our reviews in romance. So now we'll turn our attention to some reviews in the area of mystery and suspense. And our first review today is Credible Threat, Allie Reynolds, Book 15 by J.A. Jantz. It's an Earphones winner, read by Karen Ziemba. Narrator Karen Ziemba returns to masterfully portray the characters she has grown comfortable with in Jantz's popular series. Allie Reynolds and her cybersecurity team probe threats made on the life of Archbishop of Phoenix. Simultaneously, Allie's partner in love and work, B. Simpson, is called away to investigate a threat to one of their European clients. Ziemba is excellent at differentiating the female characters, including the artificial intelligence computer program named Frigg. She demonstrates her narration talent in voicing the many male characters, from the resistant police detective to the Archbishop. Ziemba is perfect, in perfect tune with the tempo of Jantz's steady-paced storytelling. Fans will appreciate this new addition. Those new to the series will quickly pick up on the character's backstory. Ellen Quint wrote that review of Credible Threat, Allie Reynolds, Book 15 by J.A. Jantz. It's an Earphones winner, read by Karen Ziemba, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Masked Prey, Lucas Davenport, Book 30 by John Sandford, read by Richard Ferrone. Narrator Richard Ferrone returns to give listeners Book 30 of Sandford's Prey series. Ferrone's deep, gravelly voice has matured along with lead character Lucas Davenport, who is called upon to investigate a web of extreme right-wing groups. Ferrone masterfully portrays Davenport and his fellow U.S. Marshals, Bob and Ray. The topical plot takes on our obsession with social media and the potential threats posed by those who manipulate it. Even with his deep voice, Ferrone manages to successfully portray female teenagers, her male schoolmate, and other female characters. Listeners are drawn down the many false paths before Davenport gets one step ahead of the FBI and the killer. Ellen Quint wrote that review of Masked Prey, Lucas Davenport, Book 30 by John Sandford, read by Richard Ferrone. It's available from Penguin Audio for 12 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Last Trial, Kindle County, Book 11 by Scott Turow, read by John Bedford Lloyd. Narrator John Bedford Lloyd previously portrayed attorney Alejandro Sandy Stern in Scott Turow's Burden of Proof. This time around, the brilliant defense lawyer is about to defend his last client. Lloyd adds a weariness and a touch of confusion to Stern's voice as he struggles to defend the 75-year-old doctor who saved his life with a controversial cancer drug. Turow, known for weaving trial strategy and courtroom drama into realistic legal mysteries, is in excellent form, and Lloyd adds gravitas to supporting characters like Dr. Innes McVie, the flirtatious septuagenarian, Marta, Stern's daughter and ultra-competent trial partner, and Pinky, Stern's pierced granddaughter. Filled with bittersweet reflections on aging and family, this audiobook still manages to pull the rug out from under the listener once again. Richard Stimm wrote that review of The Last Trial, Kendall County, Book 11, by Scott Turow, read by John Bedford Lloyd. It's available from Hachette Audio for 16 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Goodbye Man, a Coulter Shaw novel, Book 2, by Jeffrey Deaver. It's an Earphones winner, read by Callie O'Griffith. Callie O'Griffith returns to narrate the second audiobook in Deaver's Coulter Shaw series. Griffith's regular guy voice is a great match for this Jack Reacher-like protagonist. Shaw is a super-skilled investigator, a reward-seeking missing person finder, with a highly developed sense of justice. His wilderness survival skills and risk assessment philosophy equip him to outmaneuver others. Here, the plot focuses on Shaw's investigation of a cult. Griffith masterly performs both female and male characters, including the narcissistic cult leader, desperate cult members, and bullies who step in Shaw's path. The twists and turns will keep listeners glued to their earbuds. Listeners can start this audio, go back to the Never Game, the first in the series, and then look forward to Shaw's next adventure. Ellen Quint wrote that review of The Goodbye Man, a Coulter Shaw novel, Book 2 by Jeffrey Deaver. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kaylee O'Griffith, available from Penguin Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have 5 questions for narrator Susan Erickson and a review of her reading of Deadland, V.I. Warshawski Novels, Book 20 by Sarah Paretsky. Then we'll finish our reviews in Mystery and Suspense, including reviews of The Body Double by Emily Beda, read by Emily Rankin, and Safecracker by Ryan Wick, read by Fred Berman. Both Earphones winners. So until next time, thanks for listening.